of and around KBOO. Tonight we are talking once again with station co-manager Monica Beamer. Good evening.
Hello.
Hello.
The phone lines are going to be open tonight, so if you'd like to call in with a question or a comment, go ahead and dial 503-231-8187. That's 503-231-8187. So, Monica, we've got a membership drive going on.
We do. We're in the middle of our membership drive. Hopefully folks have noticed and joined in, and lots of people are here. It's always really exciting. KBOO is always a great place, but the drives are extra energy. And our drive's taking place February 4th through 14th, 10 days, and we have a goal of $85,000. So everybody, if you haven't called, please do and help lift up KBOO. And we're also continuing to look to increase our new members by having, we have a goal of 200 new listeners to join the KBOO family. I'm not sure where we're at with that goal, but we are at about 300 for the first 3 months of the fiscal year, so that's exciting.
And now to add a little carrot to it, what drive specials might we still have left?
Right, we've had some really great specials, and you can click on the banner. I don't know, folks, I tend to go to kboo.fm pretty regularly, but it's a great place for information. You can click on the specials banner and on the homepage and hear about what's already, you can also listen to what has already been aired, including Cornel West, who spoke on Love and Justice. I don't know if you heard that. It was really great.
Yeah, it was wonderful.
And so many great specials. Girls Strength was featured on Bread and Roses. There's a long list. And some of these have already been added to the News and Public Affairs drive that's being given as a membership gift to folks who, I'm not sure at what level, but the little thumb drive. Yeah. And so we also have some great specials left, including tomorrow, Thursday, from 6 to 7 p.m., Roxanne Dunbar Ortiz on her book, An Indigenous People's History of the United States. And she is an American historian, writer, and feminist, born in San Antonio, Texas in 1939 to an Oklahoma family. She grew up in central Oklahoma, daughter of a sharecropper and a half Native American mother. And Friday, February 13th, we're having from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Political Perspectives. They're focusing, I believe they're speaking with Christian Appy, who wrote his newest book, American Reckoning, the Vietnam War and Our National Identity. Just came out February 5th, so that should be good. And I'm not sure he's going to be here, but and also the Veterans for Peace brunch on Saturday the 14th are also 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. a KBOO co-sponsored event at the Architectural Heritage Center is also in celebration of this new book and highlighting this new book and the American Reckoning, Vietnam War, and Our National Identity. So there's several things happening around that. And then on Saturday, we're having the all-day Bluegrass Marathon, which is very exciting, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., featuring live in-studio performances by New Blue from Virginia, Mountain Honey, Newgrass, Holler Bodies, String Style, and more. And also, this is just announced and hopefully up on our website soon, but you can send your sweetie or anyone you want to a KBOO Valentine. And if you donate online before 6 p.m. Friday, February 13th, then we'll read your Valentine note live on the air Saturday during the Bluegrass or during the day at some point, February 14th. So this is only for online donations because you write your note in the comments section on the donate page, and we'll send those messages out to the world through KBOO Community Radio's live Valentine's Day broadcast. So that's cool.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And you mentioned you wanted to talk a little bit about business matches as well.
Yeah, you know, we matches are really important parts of making drives successful. Folks give a pledge or do a challenge and then match donations during a certain program, or sometimes they say put it whichever program works best. And this drive, we've been focusing on businesses, so I just want to do a special request out to all the good business people who are listening. If they wanted to do a match, they could just email me, Monica@kboo.org, or call the station and ask for me, 503-231-8032. And this is all on our website, extension 201. But it's a really great way to just help encourage more energy and support. So,
well, yeah, it certainly leverages the donations that individuals might be inclined to give if they know that whatever they give can be multiplied by some factor.
Yeah.
Because of something else that's going on a business match side.
Mm-hmm.
And on that note, if you are so inclined, do please remember to call us and encourage all your friends to do so as well at 877-500-5266. We are waiting to hear from you right now. So we've got a little bit of time left.
Yeah.
Let us talk about a couple things. Number one, why don't you tell us a little bit about what's coming up, some events that are just around the corner, specifically some ones that have a real impact on KBOO.
Right. So February 12th, tomorrow night, at the Clinton Street Theater is Contessa de la Luna Valentine's Spectacular and Citywide Talent Show. So I will be there and looking forward to it. And there's going to be a rock, paper, scissors contest. What else? Lots of different things. So it should be a good time. And folks can go to the homepage to find out more about that. But that is tomorrow night. We also, on March 4th, our David Barsamian will be here to do a benefit for KBOO. So there'll be more information on our website about that as well. And I don't know if folks know who he is, but he is an important community radio person and one of America's most tireless and wide-ranging investigative journalists, and has a weekly radio show, Alternative Radio, now in its 29th year. So we're looking forward to that. Also, it's important to mention this week, the 2015 Artist-in-Residence applications are due. So if folks have been thinking about that or working on that, they should go to our website. And we've talked pretty extensively about that, but it's really a program that that brings a lot to KBOO, brings a lot to the artists who are working in sound. And I'm trying to see what time they're due. Deadline for applications, February 13th, 5 p.m. So get those in.
Real soon.
Soon. Right.
And what are the qualifications? Just one last time, in case there's anybody out there who's still sitting on the fence thinking about applying for this.
You know, it's basically it's a support program for supporting folks and investing in individuals who are pushing themselves artistically using sound and whose work will impact cultural landscape of Portland, and to bring them into the dynamic KBOO community. So there's training available. You just have to fill out the application, and you know, there's the timeline is such that there'll be a public performance at some point in 2015, October, I believe. And
and all art forms are equally valid in this?
I believe so, yeah.
So listen, artists out there, if you have not yet done so and you think that this is something that applies to you, get your application in, because this could be a great opportunity for you.
Get quite a bit of studio time and support. I mean, we have great training here.
And let's reiterate one last time that both the Valentine's Day Talent Show Spectacular and David Barsamian's show here in Portland are both fundraisers for KBOO.
That's right.
So not only will you be entertained and or educated, but you'll be doing a really good thing for the station that you love.
I remember there's going to be a sword fight. I'm looking forward to that.
And a sword fight. Wait, at David Barsamian's show?
No. Well, maybe. You never know. Maybe it'll be contagious. Who knows?
Will you be participating in the talent show or the sword fight?
Not that I know of, but I will. I'll be there. So,
Monica, tell the listeners out there briefly a little history about KABU, because I don't think anyone has done this yet in this membership drive.
Yeah,
and
we
it bears repeating, because KABU has a long and interesting history that not many radio stations, certainly not many community radio stations, can boast of.
Right. So, you know, as we've said and say over and over, especially during the drives, we're part of a powerful movement of listener-sponsored radio, which is pioneered at KPFA in Berkeley by Pacifica's founder, Lewis Hill. And Lewis's friends told him that he was crazy, that why would people ever pay for something they could get for free? But he was banking on the idea that non-commercial, listener-supported community radio was worth paying for, and earned the label First Amendment Radio, and offered news, public cultural affairs, and music never before dared. And so all of this occurred in the face of legal and political attacks, which threatened its very existence. Now, that's an important part of our history, because it's a part of the history of community radio. And so KABU was started in June, was first on the air in June 1968 through all volunteer efforts at a cost of less than $4,000 total and $50 a month. And the total output was only 10 watts at that time, less than an average light bulb. Yeah. And now we have 25,000 watts,
yeah,
I believe. Yeah,
needless to say, the broadcast range is a lot higher now, yes. A lot larger now than it was then.
Yes. And so we continued to grow, and more volunteers joined, which resulted in, you know, more locally originated programming, slowly increased our watts, translators, coverage, and listenership. In 1977, we expanded to 24-hour-a-day broadcasting and moved to our current location in 1982. And Spanish and some Asian language programs and a strip of long-lasting African-American programming all started in the early 80s. And you know what year we began streaming online?
I would guess around the turn of the millennium, could it be?
1999. So now we have nearly 50,000 listeners. If all became members, we would just be super happy, and super important, and over 5,000 subscribing members. So
we've come a long way.
We've come a long way. You know, who knows what's going to happen in the future, especially with that new website we're developing. So maybe we'll be flying. I don't know.
But of course, the goals are staying the same, right? Local music.
Yep.
Good radio.
Yep. Access, engagement, listening, you know, learning from each other. So it's super great stuff, as you all know, and we're lucky to be here, a part of it, all of us. And we hope folks will call in and provide their support, whatever they can.
You know, when you came in just a few minutes ago, before we went on the air, you were talking about a play that you were involved with last night.
It sounded
really cool.
Yeah, it was actually last week. Erin and I talked about it quite a bit. It's a play at Portland Playhouse put on by Sojourn Theater called
How to End Poverty in 90 Minutes with 90 people you might or might not know.
Right, and so it's a very interactive, How to End Poverty in 90 Minutes with 90 people you might or might not know. And
explain the setting and the format of the play or the performance.
Sojourn Theater, I'm just a big fan, and they do very interactive stuff. So they take the pot of money that we had to get into the play, and then we decide where it's going to go through talking about facts, discussing what helps people, what's going to end poverty. And so every night's different for lots of reasons, but one of the reasons it's different is they have four guest speakers. And I got to be the last speaker, which is got to be the most influential for what happened and what I felt was most important, because they say, what are we forgetting? And it was just really exciting. So that was fun. Yeah, thanks for asking.
It's presented in acts, or is it
all one
kind of
big, but dancing and inner, and you actually talk. You have a group and you talk and problem solve. So it's really good. Yeah.
And it'll be continuing on?
I believe so. Yes. Portland Playhouse. Go to the website and check it out.
Excellent. Well, Listen, everyone, it is time now, once again, for you to show your support for what we're doing right here and the volunteers who put in their valuable time and efforts to bring it to you. Joining us, once again, are Ken and Alex to talk to you about how you can support KBOO Community Radio.
Thank you so much, Brian. And he is right. We are in the middle of the winter membership drive, and right now, listener, is the perfect time to call 877-500-5266 or online at kboo.fm. And maybe you have been contemplating, you want to make a donation, you want to become a member, and you're a little unsure what amount is perfect for you. Maybe you could think about it like this. Maybe you could give 1 hour of your wages each month. Maybe if you make $12 an hour, you can donate $12 a month. Just 1 hour of your workday could go to supporting the community radio that you love, need, and want to support.
And we have Jesse, Walt, Jack, and Chelsea here answering the phones. Give us a call, 877-500-5266, and they can guide you through. Alex mentioned giving every month 1 hour's worth of salary, or you can give $5 a month or $10 a month. It's all valuable to us. As you heard, Brian, Aaron, and Monica were talking about the history of the station. We started back at 10 watts in 1968, and now we're at 25,000 watts, something like that, here about 47 years later and going strong. And that's thanks to you, the listeners, because that's how we make our money. 80% of our operating revenue comes from listeners, members like you. So give us a call, 877-500-5266, or go online, kboo.fm.
You are tuned to KBOO Portland. Up next is Right to Survive Radio, but first these important messages.
And now, a blast from the past, a little tidbit from the KBOO archives.
Hello, I'm John Platt, a KBOO volunteer. KBOO Public Affairs is an important part of the Oregon community. No other radio station in the state offers the variety and the alternative views of KBOO. Perhaps because KBOO is not beholden to any special commercial or institutional interest. It is listener-supported,